Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Hey everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and I'm excited to share with you that we have started a new morning show called the Growth Day Morning Show. We stream live every weekday from 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to about 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. So you can visit my Facebook page or my Instagram page if you'd like to watch these live trainings. What's special about it is I'm doing these morning day shows with Jamie Kern Lima. If you don't know Jamie, she is that epic success story of somebody who, you know, went from waiting tables to having a dream to start a cosmetic beauty line to, you know, making stuff on her kitchen table to ultimately building and scaling IT Cosmetics, which she sold to L'Oreal for over $1 billion. So you get kind of mentorship from myself and literally someone who built a $1 billion company every single morning on my Instagram, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on weekdays with me and Jamie Kern Lima. And we had a conversation in one of the morning shows the other day about a really unique and beautiful story that I had in my life with my father that I've never actually shared on camera before. The team thought we should put it up here for you guys as this episode, and I hope that you will enjoy it. What's cool about the morning show, I get emotional just thinking about it, is just that it offers that format for us to have a conversation every day, and I hope you'll join us there. If you're new to my community and you haven't heard what we're doing with Growth Day, please participate by visiting growthday.com. Growth Day is my new brand and our new company, a new startup, where we go live every single week with the world's best personal development teachers, helping you improve your life. Our thesis is every day is a good day to grow. You know, every day you can choose a new attitude. You can take a new action. Every day you can learn. Every day you can try to be your best. Every day you can get more focus, move towards your goals, be a better mom, parent, caregiver, leader, teammate. Every day is a good day to grow. But you need that consistent motivation. You need that consistent learning, that consistent curiosity and confidence that you know you're on the path to great personal development and self-mastery. And that's why we started Growth Day. Growth Day teachers go live every single week for less than $1 a day throughout the year. And it is unbelievably powerful. You get myself, Jamie Kern Lima, you get health coaches, you get personal finance coach. It's unbelievable. Go to growthday.com and check it out. But with no further ado, we want to share this episode where I shared just a conversation that was really, didn't know I was going to go there. And it was just about a moment I had with my dad that really helped me realize the blessings of life, and also come into a moment I would think of like maturity, maybe. You know, I think of my whole career with you guys joining me throughout all these episodes over the years for now. You know, my first book came out 20 years ago. I think of all this journey we've had together. You know, we all have moments in our life when we, you know, learn, when we grow up, when we get a better mentality or develop more maturity. And this was certainly one that was impactful in my life. And I hope that you will enjoy it. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I hope you all have somebody who you can just chat with in an encouraging way each day about your career or your life. Already this morning, got up, had my morning routine. Denise and I, we took a long walk. We talk about our day. We talk about the week. We talk about the beauty of the place that we live in. We just share and talk inspiration. And then I come in, I had my morning shake, and I'm on with Jamie in advance before you all get here every day. She and I are chatting about what we're going to share today, what's going on in our lives. And we are both on absolute launch mode, everybody. It's like, we're launching Growth Day, the brand. She's launching Believe It. Her book comes out next month. Make sure you get a pre-order on Amazon or go to believeit.com. And Jamie's really pushing hard too. We are crushing. Jamie, it's hard, huh?
So hard. And I was embarrassed to admit this to Brendan because he is like the master at high performance habits. But I was telling him that yesterday, you know, I did had the blessing of doing this magazine shoot all day and then video interviews, all the stuff for press, right? Because the book's coming out in a few weeks. I was so, and then, you know, if you've ever had a long day, maybe you have like a long day of Zooms, right? And then for the first time at the end of a full day, you feel like, oh, wow, now I get to see my emails and all the things I'm so behind. It was one of those days, and I was embarrassed to share this with Brendan, but listen, it's the Growth Day Morning Show, and we're keeping it real.
Doing it.
I was so tired, and I literally decided instead of sleeping, this somehow made sense at the time. Maybe someone else out there will feel me right now, but I was like, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to watch The Bachelor. And I'm gonna order food delivered that's not healthy. I'm like, what am I doing? This is not a high performance habit. I was so tired that somehow
you were decompressing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it was the right decision because this morning I got up trying to do my morning routine and I went walking and I'm like, why am I dragging? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm dragging. I'm like, oh yeah. Instead of sleeping, instead of eating really healthy food that nourishes my cells and my body. And I literally watched The Bachelor last night after a full 20-hour day.
Yep.
20-hour day of exhaustion. So, you know.
Well, nothing like The Bachelor to turn your brain off. We all need to do it sometime. Listen, I got no judgment to it. Denise, my wife, she loves that show too. And yeah. I'm just like, a good thing about television or entertainment is it's an escape from the day. It can activate a different part of your brain, turn off another side of it, take you from creator, strategizer, builder, you know, manifester into consumer, just consuming something. It literally shifts the brain waves a little bit into more of a passive state. And sometimes that can be good. It lowers it down a little bit in terms of the strategic thinking. Another option, if you do want to high force habits, because we were talking about this and I'm seeing everybody in Facebook post a ton of, I'm promoting something. Many of you are in a sprint right now. Some of you have huge projects due this week, next week. You've got quarter, results you're charging towards for this year as we're kicking it off. A lot of you are doing rebrands, launching new things. I know you're super busy. It's super, super difficult. Jamie and I were talking. I call it a launch window, officially. Sometimes I call it a hot mess. But it's those times when you are going for like 2-3 weeks, just so intense, or 2-3 months. I mean, super intense, super focused. And once I was telling Jamie, my routine is, so I get my morning routine in, I get some, get some food. I basically work all day. I take every 50 minutes, I take a break, stand up, deep breaths, close my eyes, that kind of thing. Then I also basically work straight till dinner. Then we have dinner. And if I'm in launch mode, then it's from dinner till, near bedtime, I'm working. But one secret to wind myself down, if I need to, is go, and this is so human, and many of you probably have never even tried this, go walk at night. Go let the dark come in on you. Let the evening sound and air penetrate your spirit. And like your body just goes, oh, you're not in fluorescent lights anymore or LED lights. And everything gets kind of, simple, like 1 mile walk, at night with no phone, unless you need it for safety, but for real. And so it's like, just go walk, come home, close your eyes, maybe put a heat pad on your neck and sit on the couch for just 2-3 minutes or lay on the floor for 2-3 minutes and just let it all shut down, then go to bed. And that will help a deeper evening sleep. But it also isn't as frenetic because we know television also causes a lot of anxiety and drama. The biggest study in psychology ever been done on television is that it creates a low level of stress. So because all the drama. So you're still creating a little stress. So now your sleep rhythm isn't as good, even though you might feel tired.
But you'd feel tired anyway. You had a huge day yesterday. Anyone who's ever done interviews before or been on the phone all day, and then you, like she said, you come back to your emails. So how did you handle it? Like when you woke up this morning, how do you think about all those emails and you're way behind on work? What do you do?
Yeah. For me, I'm, you know, trying to make the big things, right? And so what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, in my own, you know, my own mind, I'm compartmentalizing a little bit. I'm getting better at carving out time. So I have a time window today on my calendar actually for email responses. I normally don't slot times like that. I know you do. You're so good about that. And I'm trying to make the big things, the big things. And so today, it's the first time ever I'm doing an insider group for my book launch. And so anyone who pre-orders the book can join this insider group for free. And we're just doing it for the next couple of weeks, just through the book launch. But I'm going live today to actually read the introduction from the book. And then everyone who joins gets a copy of the book early before it launches. And so I've never done anything like this before ever, right? When we built IT Cosmetics, like we have over 7 million customers in the US and we built this amazing movement, and it was really fueled and continues to be fueled by customers all coming together. And you know, I did a lot of QVC and things like that, but I've never created a community where I went live into it and things like that. So the Growth Day Morning Show is just so much fun and super honored to be part of it. And then as part of the book launch, I'm doing that insider.
Which where can they go to find out about this insider thing?
So believeit.com/team, or it's right on my Instagram. The link is right on the top. And yeah, anyone can join it and it's super fun. But today kicks that off and it's a whole new thing. And for me, and
building community now, like purposely for a specific launch coming up, which is cool.
Yeah. And it's like, I read everyone's stories and it's the big thing. I feel like anybody who's spending their precious time with us, who's like-minded, who wants to grow, who wants to serve, who wants to, you know, that's the big thing. So I'm like, okay, all these legal emails and, you know, because there's all the not fun stuff about a launch, right?
Who's tired of the paperwork? I'm drowning in paperwork and DocuSigns 24/7 for, I don't know, like 10 years. It's part of it. It's the thing they don't talk about. When you guys are all chasing a dream, there is the suck. There is the administrative thing, unless you love that part. There's the coordination thing. Jamie's got an event coming up. And I was kind of teasing, like, I get it. Like we used to do 8 of these a year. Now with Growth Day, we're going live with new teachers for you every week, practically starting in February. And so think about that. It's like all the coordination to like schedule that teacher, get them on the internet, go live, send out the email, send out the notifications, send out the texts. And that's just one person. Like that's all month long. And so guys, it takes a lot of coordination. And I would say, don't let the admin or the coordination steal your fire for your dream.
Yeah.
No, I always tell people, would you still chase your dream if you knew 50% of the time you're doing menial tasks,
so admin,
crap coordination, a million emails? Do you still want your dream if 50% of the time chasing and living the dream kind of sucks? Would you still, do you love it that much? That means you have to love it 150%, you know?
You know what, you know, and two things on that. One, about all the Growth Day coaches that are coming in live. I am so excited about this. And just to share personally, I don't know if I could have gotten through the last 6 weeks, especially, but maybe even 6 months without how brilliant some of the other Growth Day coaches are. And then literally me having the blessing of getting some of their advice. I mean, it's been, and you know, these are people that all get offered $100,000 to give a 1 hour keynote, as you do all the time, Brendan. And the fact that you're getting them all together, that everybody is going to get, I mean, for their dollar a day, everyone's going to get them coaching them and be able to go live with them, right? That's so different than going out there and watching a video somewhere. To be part of something where you can interact live is so revolutionary, but also just, you know, you've spent decades building these relationships with like the smartest thought leaders out there. And so they obviously trust you and they're all coming together as part of Growth Day. I think that's so special. And I'm excited, not just to be in there serving and all together, but also to be, you know, I'm a lifelong student. And one other thought to share on what you were just saying about how so many of us want to create and we have a dream and we want to start this or we're doing that, or we're launching a course because we want to serve other people, whatever it is, right? But then you have that other half of it. I saw one of our mutual friends, Danielle Kenty from Boss Babes, was posting talking about how if she does the admin stuff, she literally can't create for at least 2 hours. So she has to divide up her day.
Block time, yes.
Block time. And I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, so many of us have these things we want to do, and yet there's everything else that comes with it. And it is, I've found that, you know, for me, it's rapid fire all day. There are so many things, as you know, the bigger you build your dream, and maybe, you know, I have author on my head, right? So, because so many people are DMing me their stories about writing their stories. We had Sherry
launching
Salata.
Videos, launching things, launching businesses.
Well, Sherry Salata, who was the co-president of OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, forever, and then also executive producer of the Oprah Winfrey Show. She was in our morning show yesterday, and afterwards I sent her a quick text and said, oh, I hope you're okay. I called you out. And she was, you know, one of the things she's doing is really, she spent decades all around the power of story and of sharing your story, right? Oprah is obviously the best in the world at being vulnerable enough to share her own story, her own life. And then, you know, also all of the guests that would come on her show felt comfortable enough to actually like reveal the real and share their stories. And so human connection everywhere was formed. And it was just, obviously everyone knows the story, but you know, I think Oprah's one of the greatest living teachers alive right now. And Sherry's doing a whole thing now around the power of story, which is great. But so many people from the Growth Day community are sending messages and they're talking about just the idea of sharing their story in different ways. Right. And for some of us, we're not even going to share it publicly. We're just going to, for the first time, really start journaling and sharing our story with ourselves and finding our way back to ourselves. And for other people, they've never, ever taken that time to actually share their own story in any capacity, right?
And even at work or at home or with the kids. Yeah. You know, I don't know so many parents, their kids don't know their story. I know so many people at work who literally don't know their coworker. And then what the coworkers do is we blame the coworkers. Well, they don't really know me. Well, have you ever really asked to sit them down and learn their story and share your story with them? I feel like it's a super hidden secret in personal development is exactly what you're talking about with Sherry's discussion about sharing your story is learning to verbalize who you are to people. So they have a chance of knowing you, supporting you, loving you, cheering you on. So many people don't get the support that they want or the community they want. Then they blame other people when it's like, oh, you have to be vulnerable. You got to open that gate, babe. You got to open it up. Yeah. You got to say, this is who I am. This is what I struggle with. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm, that sharing of our stories is what you like. The human story is the story of each other sharing our path with each other. And it's only when we think we're so different than everybody else or that other people are so different than us that they won't understand that we shut down and then we don't share it. So I love that you are calling this out this is a personal growth principle, y'all. Share your story with your kids. Share your story with your coworkers. Share your story if you do it for, like we do it for a living, you know? So I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful thing. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimized, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com.
HBX.com, you'll find HBX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. This 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to HPXwellness.com right now. HPXwellness.com.
Another part of it is so many people crave connection and crave belonging and all of that, but they fear if they share their story, they won't get that. And so they kind of show up as one of the things I shared and was talking about a lot at Influencer, actually, at your event, was it's like when you were so tempted to show up as our representative. Do you know what I mean? And even between coworkers or even in circles of friends or even, you know, on Zoom calls, right? And it's we think in order to be accepted or feel belonging or be enough that we need to show up as our representative of the person people want to expect of us and see so that we're like them. And we're, but really all that does is prevent real connection and real belonging and real fulfillment. So, you know, just from your own years and years of experience with this, you know, what's your advice on for everyone out there who is like, oh, I've never shared my real story to my own family. Like I show up at Thanksgiving and we have turkey and we try not to talk about politics and all the things, but like, it's scary. It's vulnerable to actually start sharing your story or in coworkers or in circles of friends or in, you know what I mean? So what are your tips on that for people out there that maybe they don't know how to start sharing their own story inside their own family with themselves in private, right? Because sometimes we don't ever do the act. We don't ever take the time to actually go, what is my story? You know what I mean? And to really do that work. And then also with coworkers.
You know, everything I always give advice for, and you all know I've been giving advice for a long time. And I give a lot of it, so forgive
me. You're really good.
Forgive me for it. But everything I always come back to is this idea to have reverence for life. And let me tell you how that manifests in your question of sharing your story. I have reverence for life. What that means is I believe I'm put here for a reason. I believe that I'm guided. I personally believe in God. I believe that I have been given my life's journey as a gift. The good times, the hard times, the tragedies, the brain injuries, the broken body, the difficulties I faced in my life in every area from bankruptcy to making it to, you know, emotional turmoil to all the things we all face as we're trying to live a good life. All that to me is a gift. I feel that life is a gift. I have reverence for life. And when you feel like you've been given a gift, when you can really take in that, the first thing that you want to do is share, right? When you've been given too much, who has been given, we all say has a lot of responsibility. But the truth is, if you really have that generous receiving spirit, when you can receive the gift of something from someone else or from your creator, you want to share that gift. The way I think about it is my life, your life is, it's a gift. Your journey has been a gift. Share the gift with others. How do you share the gift of your journey and your life's, you know, purpose, path, difficulties, vulnerabilities with other people? Story. You sit them down and you say, let me tell you this story. And you tell them about your elementary school or your childhood or your grandpa or your grandma or that teacher or that person who mentored you or that time when you were down in the dumps, but you rose out anyway. That is sharing the gift. The gift is your life. And the way you share the gift of your life is only two ways. Story, right? Communication, the ultimate human skill, right? Communication or service, doing something for others. The only way to take a gift is to either speak that gift or give the gift. And so the way I tell people, like, sit down and if it starts with journaling, write, what are some of the stories of the gifts of my life? What are some of the blessings? And don't write like, I'm thankful for the kids. No, write scenes. I taught this to our beach gang, right? It's the power of visualization of seeing scenes in your life. Instead of going, you know, writing a list of things you're thankful for, journal, write out the story of the scene that you saw. So instead of saying, I'm thankful for my dad, I would think, okay, I'm thankful for my dad. What's a moment, a scene I can see in my memory of me and my dad that I'm thankful for that scene? That scene was given to me. Like the creator directed that scene for me. And I was like, oh, that time when I got to take my dad to the Vietnam Memorial Wall that was traveling. So a lot of people don't know this, but the Vietnam Memorial Wall travels around the country, goes to all the different states. And so there's the one in Washington, D.C., but they have a mobile one that's real life size. And they bring in, they set up in cities. My dad did 3 tours in Vietnam. And so when I was in college 1 year, I came back in the summer and he asked me to go to this thing. And I didn't know it was a big deal. I said, okay, whatever. So we go there, we drive. And as soon as we're there, you feel the weight. Because if those who haven't seen it, on the Vietnam Memorial Wall, it's all the persons who passed away, their name carved in limestone or in granite, depending on which one is traveling. And so I'm there. My dad ended up bringing one of his medals and he put it there and he was just walking back and forth. I could feel the, like, wow, this is a big moment. We go back to the car and dad's driving. I go around the car to get in and I hear the keys jangling and I kind of look up and he looks funny. So I'm like, are you all right? And I walk back over and his hands are shaking and he can't get the key in the door. He's so emotional. And he kind of just falls in my arms and I hug my dad and I'm kind of holding him up. And this is my dad, my hero, you know, my strength, he's a Marine. And first time as a man, I'm supporting my dad.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful I got to experience that because I drove home and then we had a short conversation about it. And I went downstairs, I cried about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, my dad. And I'm so happy that I got to experience my dad when I was growing up, when I was a man. It makes me so thankful. And so I can write on a piece of paper one day, I'm grateful for my dad, or I can journal about that scene. And when you journal about the scenes in your life, you realize the scenes are stories. Like I just got to tell a story about my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad was a huge gift to me. He taught me, be yourself, do your best, be honest, treat people with respect, take care of your family, follow your dreams, be a good citizen. That's what my dad taught me. So I'm always telling stories of my dad to carry on his legacy. And your kids are going to tell stories about mom to carry on your legacy. And so if we can realize our stories are gifts, that was a gift that I got with my dad. And if I can journal about that or share that, then I carry on legacies. That's the human narrative. We carry on each other's legacies by telling stories. So you honor life by sharing your story. You honor life by recognizing those stories like that mean something to you and carry on people's values and stories and lives by sharing. And so I'm just encouraging everyone, tap into the stories of your life. If you never sat down with a high performance journal or another journal, to write down the beautiful scenes of your life and feel them and then tell a friend about them. Hey, let me tell you about my dad and just say it. That's how people get to know you. And that's the beauty of life.
This is coffee, but it almost needs to be wine right now. Like, that was so powerful. This is, you know, on Growth Day on the morning show, like our hope and prayer is to inspire all types of growth, right? And some days we're talking about business growth and tactical growth. But the power of everything you just said and the power of this idea of every one of us growing and learning how to share our own stories, I believe that impacts every part of your life, you know, including the business stuff, including everything, right? When we get better in touch with that authentic through line of who we are and start to share it, so powerful.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe.
So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people.
And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.